From Port Canaveral, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, April 11th, 2022. After 2 years of construction, Disney Wish entered open waters for the first time, beginning a series of sea trials. The ship is currently sailing in the North Sea, testing everything from propulsion, technical maneuvers, as well as conducting speed tests. After completing sea trials, the vessel will head back to wet dock in Germany to finish outfitting before taking on crew next month. In late spring, Disney Wish will depart on a transatlantic crossing to Florida, where she'll offer short cruises from right here in Port Canaveral, starting in July. And citing supply chain issues, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line's transition to Margaritaville at Sea has been delayed by a couple of weeks, canceling several voyages. The relaunch, which was announced last December, was originally scheduled to debut on April 30th, but has now been pushed to May 14th. Some of the changes include the ship's bars rebranded to Margaritaville Bars, with the Rock Bar becoming the 5 o'clock somewhere bar. The main dining room will become Finn's, and the Admiral Steakhouse will become JWB Prime Seafood and Steak, with the Sports Bar also becoming a Landshark Sports Bar. Originally a Costa Cruises ship called Costa Classica, the line renamed the vessel Grand Classica when it was acquired in 2018. The name, once relaunched in May, will become Margaritaville Paradise. The line will continue to operate two-night cruises between Palm Beach, Florida and Grand Bahama Island. And finally, after 2 years, P&O Cruises Pacific Explorer will be returning to Sydney, Australia. The vessel is scheduled to sail into Sydney Harbor on April 18th. She has been off the coast of Cyprus with her sister ships, Pacific Encounter and Pacific Adventure, during the cruise suspension. P&O Cruises' first passenger sailing since the pandemic is scheduled for May 31st. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.1%, 18.34. Royal Caribbean down 1.7%, 77.86. And Norwegian down 2%, 19.94. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. And yes, that was Harmony of the Sea sailing behind me here. We're down in Port Canaveral. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.